There's a story about the late, great Hasidic master, Rabbi Shlomo Kalbach. Rav Shlomo, as he was called, was once addressing a group of Jewish diamond dealers. And the merchants, they criticized Rav Shlomo. They said that he spent too much time ministering to the needs of the poor and the mentally ill. Rav Shlomo asked them if they had ever thrown away a $1 million diamond, and of course they denied that they could ever do such a thing. Rav Shlomo continued, "Each day I walk the streets of the world, and the most beautiful diamonds walk past me. Some are diamonds that have fallen into the gutter. They need to be picked up, cleaned, and polished. But once they are, they're amazing. They are beautiful. They are radiant." Everyone, Rav Shlomo explained, is a diamond. Shlomo Kalbach understood a foundation of our faith, that every human being is created in the divine image, that every human being has infinite value. Every human being counts. This morning we started to read the fourth book of our Torah, Bamidbar. In English, the book is called Numbers. And within our tradition, it's sometimes referred to as the Book of the Counted, Sefer HaPikudim. The name is appropriate, for several times in the book, the Israelites count themselves. They administer a census. The census was designed to organize the Israelites for any military activity, for any military operations they may have to undergo while they were wandering in the wilderness. And for this reason, only males who were over the age of 20 were counted. Yet the manner in which this restricted, male-centered survey was conducted hints at several universal truths. Truths relevant for all humanity. God instructs Moses to administer a census of the people. But God doesn't simply say, count the people. Rather, Moses is commanded to administer the census with the following words: "Lift the head of the whole Israelite community. Se'u et Rosh Kol Edat Yisrael." The text, it goes beyond tallying numbers. And instead, instructs the people to lift their heads. Helping someone to hold up their head allows them to live with dignity. It allows them to live with value, with respect. It ensures that a person counts. And that's something that every human being deserves. We must help others hold their heads high to live with dignity, to live with respect, to live with value. And we must hold up our own heads. We must hold up our own heads because only when our heads are raised, only when our heads are held high, only then can we look out into the world. Only with our heads held up and our eyes open can we see the intrinsic beauty in others. Rav Shlomo put this very simply: everybody is a diamond. We here at Sinai, we've heard this message before. This past fall, a leading scholar of the Holocaust, Dr. Deborah Lipstadt, reminded us that while the number 6 million stands out, each and every victim had their own life, their own story, their distinct and personal narrative. Each and every one of the 6 million counted as an individual. A few months ago, our mayor, Antonia Villaraigosa, joined us on Shabbat. And no matter our political perspective, the mayor helped remind each of us that immigrants have made accomplishments of value and hold even greater aspirations for the future. Then on Pesach, Rabbi Wolpe taught us the importance of treating those whom we employ to work in our homes with the respect and with the dignity that they deserved. He challenged us not to be Egyptians. And this past Shabbat we spent with Elie Wiesel, and throughout the weekend, with poetic words and through his strong personal example, Elie Wiesel taught us that each person has infinite value. Deborah Lipstadt, Mayor Villaraigosa, Rabbi Wolpe, and Elie Wiesel all concur with Shlomo Kalbach. Each of us are diamonds. There are diamonds all around us, behind the cash registers at supermarkets, answering the phones at our offices, holding the mops and holding the brooms. And there are diamonds living in the street. Do we treat them in a manner that allows them to lift their heads, in a manner that the Torah commands? Do we treat them in a manner that allows them to be counted? And then there are the diamonds who we do not encounter every day. People of innate value who are victimized, who are marginalized, and who are neglected. For the past several years, the world has largely stood by and watched the perpetration of genocide in the Darfur region of the Sudan. Several hundred thousand people have been brutally murdered. Millions of people have been driven from their homes. In our world today, there are communities, entire communities of women, who are prevented from enjoying even the most basic freedoms and rights. And in our world today, an estimated 800 million people go to bed hungry. What are we doing to ensure that these people count, that they are valued? According to Jewish law, a full prayer service may not be conducted with less than a minyan, a group of at least 10 Jews. The halakha also holds that when a group is trying to determine if they have enough people for a minyan, nobody may be assigned a number in order to count the people present. The reason being, to count somebody puts a limit. As Hitler demonstrated, to solely define somebody by a number denies their limitless humanity. Paradoxically, our Torah portion commands us to count everyone in order to recognize their value. Yet we refrain from counting anyone in order to assure that nobody's value is limited. Counting everyone and refraining from putting a number on anyone. There's a common value. According to Judaism, every human being has worth. the rabbis, they also explored the connection between counting and value. A midrash asserts that when the Israelites performed a census, when the Israelites were in the wilderness and they performed a census for no purpose, the population would decrease. But if a census was taken for a purpose, the community remained strong. Let me suggest a way for us to understand this text. A community in which groups of people do not have purpose, in which groups of people are marginalized and their value goes unrecognized, that community is certain to erode. However, a community in which the entire population has purpose and in which the entire community has value, in that community there is strength. That community retains its vibrancy. This year, our community celebrates our vitality. It's our 100th year, our centennial. More impressive than the amount of years are all the people who have made this community. Many will be featured in our upcoming centennial family album, a collection of our community's memories. The album is currently being designed, and over the past few weeks, I've enjoyed a preview of some of the photos. In each picture, I see proud families with lifted heads, births, b'nai mitzvah, weddings, anniversaries, from generation to generation. As we share our remarkable achievements with one another on the pages of our family album and beyond, our uplifted heads grants us a precious gift: the ability to open our eyes and to lift the heads, se'u et rosh, of all humanity. For what we stand to see is magnificent: a world full of diamonds. Shabbat shalom.